Nolte, Robert De Niro's gangster movie Alto Nights bomb planet-wide. By John Nolte on March 24, 2025. Trump hater Robert De Niro's gangster movie Alto Nights bombed all over planet Earth this weekend. This weekend, Alto Nights grossed a devastating $3.2 million in its domestic haul on some 1,200 theaters. Throughout the rest of the planet, the $50 million production, not including promotion costs, grossed just $1.8 million in 8 foreign markets. Nowhere in those 8 overseas markets, reports the far-left Variety, did Alto Nights gross more than $500,000 over its entire debut weekend. De Niro is, of course, most famous for his gangster roles, and in Alto Nights moviegoers were promised 2 De Niros for the price of 1. For whatever bizarre reason, De Niro stars opposite himself as both Vito Genovese and Frank Costello, two of New York's most infamous mob bosses. Alto Nights was also hailed, not only as a return for De Niro to the genre that made him famous, but his fifth pairing with Oscar-winning director Barry Levinson. Above all, the screenplay was written by Nicholas Pileggi, the genius behind Goodfellas, 1990, and Casino, 1996, two De Niro classics directed by Martin Scorsese. But Pileggi is 92, Levinson is 82, and De Niro is 81. At some point, we all face the inevitability of losing our powers. And I take no pleasure in saying that. All three have created magnificent art and will someday represent an irreplaceable loss. Thus far, De Niro is having a rough decade. Unless you count his supporting role in 2019's Joker, De Niro has not delivered a box office hit since 2016's Dirty Grandpa. Obviously, his biggest failure was in convincing the public not to re-elect Trump. Teehee. Joining De Niro in this weekend's planet-wide box office humiliation is Trump hater Rachel Zegler, whose live-action remake of Snow White grossed just $43 million domestic and $87 million worldwide. In both cases, those numbers ended up below already pessimistic projections. Snow White did earn the distinction of breaking a record for the lowest opening weekend of any Disney live-action remake. Previously, 2019's Dumbo held that record with $46 million. We are almost through the first quarter of the year, a quarter that has been brutal for Hollywood. The biggest hit thus far is Captain America: Brave New World, which, like Snow White, will lose a fortune for Marvel and the Disney grooming syndicate. In other words, Brave New World is not even a hit, and yet it's 2025's top earner so far. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of child predators. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.